listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we get to take a look at the behind-the-scenes work that has brought you numerous resources and communication about Set Apart to Serve.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at cune.edu.
We get to talk with our esteemed colleagues here at the International Center.
They came up from the second floor just to join us in the studio.
But these are the folks that are always like behind the scenes, so you never really get to like see them on camera or hear them on microphone.
I send them plenty of emails, though.
This is true. Joining us in studio today, Jennifer Duffy. She's Managing Director for Production at LCMS Communications. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Also joining us, Veronica Cheney. She is production specialist for LCMS Communications. Veronica, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So this is the illustrious team, part of the team that works with Dr. Bonick and others. There's a whole team. We'll get to that whole list of partners who help us with Set Apart to Serve. But they've been working behind the scenes for quite some time now with Set Apart to Serve. Let's talk about your roles with LCMS Communications. Veronica, let's start with you. What do you get to do with LCMS Communications?
So as a production specialist, I do project management. I get to work alongside all the ministries that I work with and really subject matter experts on what programs they have and what resources they're putting out and how they're serving the church and get to provide them. I also get to serve internally our communications department and provide them all of the things that they need to know how to serve those ministries and create products for them.
How long have you been serving?
I've been in LCMS Communications for 6 years now.
And what kind of background do you have that brought you into this kind of role?
So I got my degree in business administration and did concentrations in both management and marketing, and then a minor in English. I just feel so happy to get to use all of aspects from all of my degrees in the work that I do.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll unpack a little bit more of that in just a few minutes. Jennifer, what do you get to do in comms?
Well, as Managing Director of Production, I have oversight of basically all of the products that we're producing for the ministries within National Mission, International Mission, Pastoral Education. All those ministry areas all come to us for help with their resources and communications. And so I get to work alongside production specialists like Veronica. And she does an awesome job. She truly is a subject matter expert for all the ministries that she works with.
How long have you been serving the LCMS?
I have been here for 16 years, and 14 of which were in communications.
So, very fun. Yeah.
What did you do before communications?
I was actually in a mission area called Black Ministry, which is now part of All Nations Ministry.
Yeah. So, yes, it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's your background that got you into production?
Well,
or not.
Before the 16 years I've been here, I spent 16 years in project management for my last organization. Mm-hmm. And before that, I was in another organization doing marketing for 10 years. So all of that has actually culminated into what we do downstairs in communications.
Yeah. So things make sense now.
If you were to sum up in non-business speak, like we all have our language that we use in this industry. If you were to sum up what you do in communications in language that perhaps the average person would understand, how would you describe what you do, particularly in production in LCMS Communications? How would you describe that to someone else who doesn't know anything about the behind-the-scenes stuff?
Well, I would say production really could just be renamed project management. That's the majority of what we do. And we have some scheduling software that helps keep us all straight in all the different projects that come through communications. We really rely on that. And basically, we have a workflow process downstairs that takes all five of our units to get through most of our projects. So everything from graphic design to editorial to our web team, our social media team. Who am I forgetting? And photography. And we also have the Church Information Center in the communications department. So we have that fun aspect as well.
There's a lot going on in communications.
There's a lot.
Which is why you need a team to keep it all organized.
It's true.
That's right.
The production team.
Yes.
So let's talk about Set Apart to Serve. This has been going on for a few years, and you've been involved with it since the very beginning, right? Since the very beginning, going back to, 2019, I think, Yes. Is that right? The early yes. conversations. So let's talk about the people that you've been working with all along. That's Dr. Bonick, right?
Yes.
And then, let's see, Glenn Rollins. He's a teacher who joined the team. And then Robin Armbrust and Standing Partnership. Tell us about working with Standing Partnership. You're nodding your head. What's that been like working with an organization that comes along as a contractor to work with us? What's that like for you, Veronica?
It's really great. They're just top-notch experts, and they bring different marketing perspectives and approaches that have really helped us get this off the ground.
Jennifer, what about you? What's been like working with a Standing Partnership outside the building, bringing them in?
I would just say the same that Veronica said. They are just a really professional team. They're a lot of fun. We laugh at every meeting. We have lots of laughs. We really do. And what's really been interesting is watching their understanding and what they've learned from working with Dr. Bonick and understanding the processes of our church and understanding the language of our church, which is very unique. And so that has really helped them help us as we develop messaging and make it so that it fits what our audience is used to hearing from us. And so it's just been a lot of fun. We learn a lot from them and they've learned a lot from us. And it's just been a great partnership.
What's it been like working with the team in the building? And you just mentioned a list of people in the building. The SAS has its fingers in multiple places around the building. What has it been like working with across departments in the building?
Well, the people that you mentioned that are part of the Set Apart to Serve core team all come from various church work vocations. And so we've got pastors, parish pastors, we've got a second career pastor, we've got a former district, we've got a DCE, we've got a former principal and Lutheran school teacher. So we talk about vocation a lot in Set Apart to Serve. And they bring a very large variety of experience and understanding of what these roles entail so that we're better able to describe them, understand them, encourage people to go down these routes. So that's the fun part, is just how much we all learn from each other.
So you have weekly meetings, right, for Set Apart to Serve?
Yes.
What happens in these meetings? What can you share with us? What?
I know they're top, no proprietary
information. I know they're top secret meetings. What happens in these weekly meetings about Set Apart to Serve, and what's your place? What's your role in those meetings? Who wants to address that?
I can start off with just the fact that it is kind of a big brain dump every week as far as what events are coming up that our different members are going to be at and who they're going to be talking to and what the network style is going to be or how they're going to approach it. And we talk about the different pieces, you know, whether it be a presentation or it be a display or whatever is going to be needed. We talk about those types of things. We also talk about the partners that we partnership with. We have partnership with, like the seminaries. They visit. They come into our meetings once or twice a month. We also have different ministries within the building, like youth ministry and schools that actually attend these meetings as well, so that we're all kind of on the same wavelength as far as what we're talking about and the events that we're going to. We also talk a lot about the pilot groups that we have happening and what their feedback has been. We get updates from our rosters and statistics department when we do surveys. Again, we contemplate all the feedback that we receive from these, and that really helps us develop the resources that we create and everything. Veronica can probably also explain how every week updates on the resources and where they're at in production. And that's really, she's really following them and is able to answer all those questions. So keeping us all updated.
Yeah. Would you like to add anything?
Yeah. It's a great that we're able to connect at these meetings and keep track of all the different pieces from different resources that are going on all at once. We really have a lot of moving pieces. So it's good to update everyone that, okay, this resource is in editing, this one's in design, this one needs to review. So get back to me on that and then we can get it out on the web. So
yeah, you mentioned resources. And I get the feeling there are many and varied resources that are all happening at the same time for a variety of purposes and events and things and departments and people. Talk us through what that process is for both of you. What does it look like for something to go from an idea to something that's actually produced and out in the public? Do you want to start, Veronica?
Yeah, we'll start talking about it and really brainstorming what we want in this resource. And then that text gets drafted and we have amazing staff of writers and communications. We also, they'll copy edit. So we get that started off in editorial and then it goes on to our graphic design team. They do great work making it engaging and laying out the content in a way that's easy to read and understand and have add graphics and things like that. And then it goes for approvals and then we'll get it out on the web and then we'll start promoting. And we've got several e-blasts that go out for Set Apart to Serve. And
what does that look like for you, Jennifer, as director?
Sure.
What does it look like to have multiple things in all the stages that Veronica explained? How does that work on your end?
Well, I really count on Veronica to tell me, you know, where it's at, if it's hung up anywhere, if we're starting to surpass our capacity on what we're working on or what we're giving to the different units within our department. We keep a close eye on that so that we're delivering, always delivering a product that we can be, you know, very confident in its information being correct and clean. And so, yeah, it's promoted. We promote Set Apart to Serve very heavily. Dr. Bonick is one of our more frequent writers and gets published in Reporter quite often. And he gets very, very happy when he's on the front page above the fold. That's his goal every month. So sometimes he makes it. At least he gets published. So yeah, we do all kinds of promotions. We have social media, we have e-blasts, like Veronica mentioned. We also do all kinds of, like I earlier mentioned, displays and things like that that our team that travels and speaks on behalf of Set Apart to Serve all are promoting that combined look, I guess you'd say, that we put on all of our resources.
We're talking with the team behind the scenes for Set Apart to Serve. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with colleagues from LCMS Communications about Set Apart to Serve. Jennifer Duffy, she's Managing Director for Production for LCMS Communications, and Veronica Chaney, she's Production Specialist for LCMS Communications. So we've talked about some of the resources that you've been involved in producing for Set Apart to Serve. What's your favorite so far resource that you've produced for Set Apart to Serve?
Yeah, my favorite resource is talking to young people about vocation. We really created this resource early on in the process of really digging into what our language would be to talk about Set Apart to Serve and how we would define terms like influential adult. So it was a really important time in defining those things. And I still feel like it is the most clear resource that provides a basis for just how to talk to people and encourage them to consider. Like, I know I'm not the only one that didn't realize that it can be that easy as starting a conversation to say, hey, I could see you being a DCE. Have you ever considered that? And really get that started, because it really does fall on all of us to talk to young people.
Jennifer, how about you? What's been your favorite resource through this whole process?
My favorite resource is a little booklet that actually can be ordered and have shipped to any congregation or member. It is the 8 LCMS Church Work Vocations. And basically, I like it so much because it is so summarized, brief, as far as giving a description of each and every role. It gives quotes from people who actually hold those roles about what they love about being a pastor or a deaconess or what their favorite part about being them in those roles. And then it also provides the educational path that is available to people who are interested in those roles, all wrapped up into one resource. If you remember, we gave those out at the youth gathering. So we tried to put one of those in every one of the youth's hands while we were there.
Yeah. A resource like that is really helpful. I know in the building, we have a little bit more exposure to some of the things that happen at our universities and across the synod. But that's not always obvious to everyone. And something like that makes it very, very simple to explain what those different vocations are in language that we can use to have those conversations. Yeah. So that is very helpful. What are you working on right now? Is there a resource you're working on right now?
Yes, we're actually working on a book of testimonials from second career pastors and teachers, just telling their stories of how they left different careers to become church workers. They really felt a calling to enter the ministry as a pastor or teacher in a Lutheran school. These are just such encouraging accounts that we're hoping that people are able to relate to these and just realize that becoming a church worker as a second career is a possible path.
What does that book mean for you, Jennifer?
Well, it's something that we're trying to really make a value for pastors or other church workers who have looked at different people within their congregations and thought that, you know, they'd make a pretty good pastor themselves. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, this person's a school teacher and I'd love to see them within one of the Lutheran schools. And this is providing them with something they can put in those people's hands where those folks would hopefully be able to see themselves in a future church work role, such as a pastor or an educator for a Lutheran school.
We mentioned earlier there are numerous people involved in this process of communicating what's happening about what's happening with Set Apart to Serve. Dr. Bonnick being one of those key figures behind that and comes to you with an idea and then you're in the middle of working on that project and something changes. Does he ever change?
Yes.
How's that go, Jennifer?
Well, as usual, Veronica's full of perfect grace.
We are so glad that he is really thorough with the resources, that he's really reviewing them and making sure that they're fully Lutheran, and that the theological content is correct, and that they are easy for the end user to understand and be able to apply for themselves. So he's always making good changes. It's just always kind of funny when we send something for final approval and we have more edits to make to it. We're able to do that.
And Veronica, you mentioned, I think, emails and some other, and Jennifer, you mentioned reporter. Share with us the different ways that SAS is distributed throughout Synod. Veronica.
We have two main newsletters for Set Apart to Serve. One of them is for educators, and it's a really great digest of some different things that could be helpful to them. And my favorite part of it is there's always an idea that they can kind of use in their classrooms to kind of teach the CPH Set Apart to Serve curriculum.
What else, Jennifer?
The second newsletter that we also offer is one specifically for circuit visitors, and that one is helpful because one of our big goals is that our districts would assist in encouraging congregations to start their own focus groups, their own Set Apart to Serve focus groups, and within recruit church workers and understand that that's everybody's role.
You mentioned earlier youth gathering. You've been involved with some large events like youth gathering.
Yes.
And things as part of Set Apart to Serve. Favorite memory from big events like that, whether youth gathering or something else, favorite memory from being on the floor with 20,000 people?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. It's always so much fun. It's just, I mean, the kids are just great to talk to and to hear where they're from and to hear how the different servant events that they're taking part in when they're actually there at the gathering itself. And just, it makes you come away actually feeling like, hey, you know, the youth of today actually are pretty cool. And, you know, I'm not so worried about, you know, where they're going, because they're really great kids who have great leadership within their congregations, and we get to meet those folks as well. So it's just so much fun. It's just hard to pinpoint a specific memory, but it was fun the first time we had Set Apart to Serve prominently in our booth. That was really a new conversation that we intentionally were having with the youth coming into our booth, and they were receptive to it. We got them to take the time to talk to some of the actual church workers that we had in the booth. We had pastors, deaconesses, missionaries. We had Lutheran school teachers. And we set around to put around a few different signs that were kind of question prompts, mm-hmm. to, you know, saying, you can ask them anything you want. Here's some ideas. And so they'd ask them questions like, what's your favorite part about being a deaconess? Or, and it just started all these great conversations in our, and the people who were there, who were in these roles talking to the youth, really knew how to kind of extend the conversation to keep it going and to keep them asking questions about it so that they could even explain it more. It was just, it was really inspiring to watch how they engaged with the youth and really brought them along the path of encouragement. So,
Veronica, how about for you, large events or any of the events for Set Apart to Serve, any great memories, whether it's youth gathering or anything else?
Last summer at the youth gathering, we hosted a hula hoop competition.
I remember that.
Endure challenge, endurance. One of my favorite memories from that was this one girl was hula hooping for a really long time. And I actually like handed her one of the 8 LCMS Church Work Vocations booklets. And she just started reading it as she's hooping.
That's impressive.
That is very impressive. I remember this happening. You never know what'll happen at a gathering.
Quite a few impressive hoopers.
You guys have been involved with Set Apart to Serve for a while. What have you learned about the Synod, about the people that make up our church body, the different vocations? What have you guys learned through this process of working with all of these resources and different people, Jennifer?
Just in general, I think what I've learned so much. It's going to be really hard to pinpoint this. But I think the thing that I've really learned the most is that everyone is a church work recruiter. I'm not sure exactly who I thought was doing all the recruiting before. I guess I thought it was pastors, you know, mm-hmm. always searching out and, you know, finding that young man who would make a great pastor, or, you know, the one who might become a school teacher. But what I've learned is, in fact, that these kids are influenced by multiple people within their congregations. Everyone from their Sunday school teachers to their LWML groups. These are all such influential adults. And then not to even mention people who are in groups or in those types of roles, but just anyone in their congregation, you know, that intergenerational interplay between people just is, I've just been so impressed with hearing about how people have talked to the youth in their congregation and put things in their hands, like the 8 vocations booklet, to really propel them down that path of thinking about becoming a church worker. I'm just impressed with how many people have really embraced it and are recruiting our next pastors and teachers.
Veronica, what about you?
I would echo all of that. It is just so important that we're all part of this. And I think another thing is just how much overlap there is between recruitment and all of the other ministries that I work with, mm-hmm. family ministry, worker wellness, just all of these ways that we get to cross-promote resources because they're important for all of the different areas.
Yeah.
This has been a fun conversation, learning about behind the scenes, what's going on with Set Apart to Serve and your involvement with that as well. Our guests today, Jennifer Duffy, Managing Director for Production for LCMS Communications. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Veronica Cheney, Production Specialist for LCMS Communications. Thank you so much, Veronica, for being our guest.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.